Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting second. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Larry Betancourt. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wally Hebert. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Wally Hebert. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into left field. Goslin picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Goslin. Simmons moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 2, Browns, 2. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Hebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Betancourt. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Haas bunts towards third. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bishop moves to third. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Bishop scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 1 in the game. Schultz takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Betancourt. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. Boley hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Kress reaches second base with a double. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Kress scores. It's Athletics, 3, Browns, 3. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0-for-1 in the game. Betancourt hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Farrell moves to third. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Farrell scores. Burns moves to second. It's 4-3, Browns. Wally Hebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Wahlberg takes first base on ball 4. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bishop hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Levy fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0-for-2 in the game. Betancourt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Farrell moves to third. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Miller reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Hebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Hebert hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Schultz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-2 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy can't make a play. That's a base hit. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a fly ball into right field. Betancourt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boley moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boley scores. Bishop moves to third. It's 6-4, Browns. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cochran strikes out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy misplays the ball. That's an error on Levy. Bishop scores. Haas moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Browns. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 5. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox juggles the ball. That's an error on Fox. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Boley. Goslin moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Goslin moves to third. Two outs. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a fly ball into right field. Betancourt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rommel hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 5. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Hebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebert is 0-for-3 in the game. Hebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Bishop bunts in front of the plate. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.